Evolchen Ezekiel Bibrofiti Serebefez Moethoar Shobine Manamin of Goemos O Ausagiente Epshoit Shobiharoev Goemos Jebshiri Emevromi Hebe Afshobi Nin Jebi Embisrael Uentetrias Esso abbenoti Shainenim Shainen Tenieneti Ruamin
بسم الآب والابن والروح القدس لله الواحد أمين نبوات الساعة الأولى من ليلة الأربعاء من البصحة المقدسة بركته علينا أمين من حزقيال النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين
وكانت كلمة الرب قائلا يا ابن الإنسان هوذا قد صار لدى بيت إسرائيل جميعهم خليطا نحاسا وقصديرا وحديدا ورصاصا مخلوطا مع الفضة لأجل ذلك قل هذا ما يقول الرب بما أنكم جميعا قد صرتم امتزاجا واحدا فلأجل هذا ها أنا أخذكم في أورشليم كما أخذ الفضة والنحاس والحديد والرصاص والقصدير في وسط الأتون لنفخ النار عليها لسبكها وهكذا أخذكم إلى بركزي وأجمعكم وأزيبكم وأنفخ عليكم بنار غضبي وأسبكم في وسطها كما تسبك الفضة في وسط الأتون كذلك تسبكون في وسطه فتعلمون إني هو الرب سببت غضبي عليكم مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى الأبد أمين
شوي سنين أنا للي آخر نفران ما في ودني ببشيرين بدن ما يسواب ونوتين وتمين زو ثابت ريكا أيو كاقب ابن ماتي كانين كايكا سوسي ونستوني ونون أمين تسبحت الساعة الأولى من ليلة الأربعاء من البصحة المقدسة بركته علينا أمين اجعلنا مستقيم نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
تزالت الأرض خبزنا الذي غدا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المسلمين علينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد أمين.
كيريا ليسون توك تاتينغوم نمبيون نمبسمون نمبيا ماي شاي نامين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو توك تاتينغوم Nimbus monum bea mai shai neamin bachoisi sos versos batotirna rafos tok tatingom nimbio onum besmonum bea mai shai neamin
Kiriela ison sok tatigom nimbio onum besmonum bea mai shai neamin Emmanuel benuti benoro sok tatigom nimbio onum besmonum bea mai shai neamin bachoisi sos versos بسو تيرنا غصو صوب تاتي غوم نبيو نبز مو نبيو ماهي شايني أمير
يا ليسون توك تاتي غوم نبيو نبز مو نبيو ماهي شايني أمير مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو صوب تاتي غوم نبز مو نبيو ماهي شايني أمير باتشوي سيسوس برسوس بسو تيرنا غصو صوب تاتي غوم نبيون بسمون بيا ماهي شاي نامين
كريا ليسون سوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا ماهي شاي نامين مانو البنو تيبن ورو سوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا ماهي شاي نامين بشو يسي سوس برسوس بسو تيرنا غسوس سوك تتيقوم نبيون نبز مون بيا ماي شاين يا مين
يا ليسون توك تاتينغوم نبيون نبز مون بيا ماي شاين يا مين مانويل بن نوتي بن ورو توك تاتينغوم نبيون نبز مون بيا ماي شاين يا مين باتوي سي سوز برسوس باسو تيرنا هاكوس توك تاتينغوم نبيون بسمون بيا ماهي شاين امين
كريا ليسون سوك تاتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا ماهي شاين امين مانويل بن نوتي بن ورو سوك تاتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا ماهي شاين امين بشوي سيسوس برسوس بسو تيرنا غسوس سوك تاتيقوم نبيون نبزمون بيا ما هي شايني أمين
إليا لي صون توك تتيقوم نبيون نبزمون بيا ما هي شايني أمين مانويل بن نوتي بن ورو توك تتيقوم نبيون نبزمون بيا ما هي شايني أمين بشوي سيسوس برسوس بسو تيرنا غطوس توك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا ماي شايني امين
كريا ليسو انصوك تاتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا ماي شايني امين امانو البنوتي بنورو صوك تاتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا ماي شايني امين بشو يسيسوس برسوس بسو تيرنا غصوس صوك تاتيقوم نبيون نبزمون بيا ماي شايني امين
كريا ليسون توك تاتينغوم نبيون بسمون بيا ماي شايني امين مانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توك تاتينغوم نبيون بسمون بيا ماي شايني امين باتشوي سيسوس برسوس باتشو تيرنا غاتوس توك تاتينغوم نبيون بسمون بيا ماي شايني
كريا ليسون صوك تاتيقوم نبيون بسمون بي أماهي شايني أمين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو صوك تاتيقوم نبي أونم بسمونم بأماي شائني أمين بشوي سيسوس بفرسوس بسوتير أغاسوس سوكتتي قومم بي أونم بسمونم بأماي شايني آمين
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty forever, Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين عمانوئيل إلينا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة
Our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Fa'anin e'ero حينئذ قال لعبيده: أما العرس فمعدا وأما المدعوون فلم يكونوا مستحقين، فاذهبوا إلى مفارق الطرق وكل من وجبتموه فادعوه إلى العرس. فخرج أولئك العبيد إلى الطرق وجمعوا كل من وجدوا أشرارا وصالحين، فامتلأ العرس من المتكئين. فلما دخل الملك لينظر إلى المتكئين رأى هناك رجلا ليس عليه ثياب العرس، فقال له: يا صاحب، كيف دخلت إلى هنا وليس عليك ثياب العرس؟ أما هو فسكت. حينئذ قال الملك للخدام: ابسطوا يديه ورجليه واطرحوه في الظلم الخارجي، هناك يكون البكاء وصرير الأسنان، لأن المدعوين كثيرون والمختارون قليلون. اسجدوا للإنجيل المقدس.
والمجد لله دائما.
نبران تترياس
نموصيون
مبشيري
نمبم نمائصو يترم بيتنا الصور
تسمي سينا
ام ابنوتي بلوغوز.
The exposition of the first hour of the eve of Monday of Holy Vesemius, blessings be with us all. Amen.
That king who held the marriage feast and invited the guests to the banquet is God the Father. His Son is Jesus Christ, our Savior. The feast is the world to which He came and was incarnated from the Theotokos and was among the people as one of them. The servants He commissioned to carry His message and the prophets who preceded Him preaching to the nations His imminent coming. The nations, however, neglected the matter and rejected their message. They went each one his own way, the one to his field, the other to his business, and the rest to kill. The rest killed the messenger. The king became enraged, sent his troops to discipline these killers and burn their town, who were those who were invited to the real banquet, which was for God the Word. But the contrary antipathetic Jews, whose names were eliminated from the Book of Life, He, God the Father, sent others and commanded them to go in the street and to invite everyone. They find when they did that, they invited many who were good and many who were bad until they had a full house. The king came in to inspect the guests. He saw someone who was not appropriately attired for the occasion. He asked him, "Friend, how did you get in without the proper dress?" The man was speechless and embarrassed, and the servants shoved him out to the outer darkness. Who is this individual but Judas, who lost his heavenly garment and became dressed with damnation, which deep as water into his stomach because he denied his master's blessing and dared to betray him? He was thus enraged from his glory, and his priesthood was given to another.
Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
Be Christos ben sotir.
Avi avshebem ka.
Ina henefem ka.
Pentev sotir mo.
Marentio una.
Senetiti em beforan.
Deaferona inime. Evulchen amos bibrufitis, erepifes moetho evsho bin men amin evgoemos. O oi enni et er, epif min epio ente evsho.
بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين. نبوات الساعه الثالثه من ليله الاربعاء من البصحه المقدسه، بركاته علينا امين. من عموس النبي بركاته المقدسة تكون معنا آمين.
ويل للذين يشتهون يوم الرب، ما بغيتكم في يوم الرب، فإن هذا اليوم ظلام لا نور، كما إذا هرب إنسان من وجه أسد فصادفته لبوة فيجي إلى بيته ويرفع يده على الحائط فتلدغه حية، أليس يوم ظلام لا نور وضباب لا ضياء له؟ لقد أبغضت أعيادكم ورزلتها ولست أشم رائحة في أيام أعيادكم العظيمة، إني إذا قربتم لي محرقاتكم وتقدماتكم لا أقبلها، ولست أنظر إلى فدية شكركم، أبعد عني صوت تسابيحك ومزمار أرغنك لست أسمعه، ولا يجر القضاء كالماء والعدل كالوادي الذي لا يعبر. هل قربتم لي ذبائح وتقدمات في البرية؟ 40 سنة يا بيت إسرائيل يقول الرب، بل حملتم خيمة ملوخ وكوكب إلهكم رافان التماثيل التي صنعتموها لكم، فأسبيكم إلى ما وراء دمشق، قال الرب الإله الضابط الكل هو اسمه. مجدنا الثالوث القدوس الهنا للأبد الأبدين يسلم.
شو السنين أنا للي آخر نفران ما في وسم الشير أنا بدنا ما سواب ونوتي نوتا من زو سابتري كأيوكا جبن مات كاني كيك السوسي ونستوني أرون أمين. تسبحت الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الأربع من البصحة المقدسة، بركات علينا أمين. اجعلنا مستقيم نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات،
تقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك في الأرض، خبزنا الذي الغد أعطينا اليوم، واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين علينا، ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا، لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد أمين. Kyrie eleison tok tetin gomnem bionem besonem via laishai ne amin emmanuel ben noti ben oro tok tetin gomnem bionem besonem via laishai ne amin besoisis os versos besoktir lagakos tok tetin gomnem bionem besonem via laishai.
Kyrie eleison tok tetin gomnem bionem besmonem biamaisha ne amin emmanuel ben noti ben oro tok tetin gomnem bionem besmonem biamaisha ne amin bechoisis os meriso besotiren athos tok tetin gomnem bionem besmonem biamaisha ne amin.
Son sok tesigom nem bio nem bizmon nem bia mai shine amin emmanuel bin nuti bin or sok tesigom nem bio nem bizmon nem bia shine amin bashoy si isol patristos rasutir nagasos sok tesigom nem bio nem bizmon nem bia mai shine.
Kyrie eleison tok tetigomnem bionem besmonem biamaisha ne amin emmanuel ben noti ben oro tok tetigomnem bionem besmonem biamaisha ne amin bechoisis os meritos pesutiren agathos tok tetigomnem bionem besmonem biamaisha ne amin.
Eleison sok tetigom nem bio nem bizmon nem bia mai sha ine amin emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok tetigom nem bio nem bizmon nem bia sha ine amin basho si isos basho tirin ava sok tetigom nem bio nem bizmon nem bia mai sha ine amin.
Kyrie eleison tok tetigomnem bionem besmonem biamaisha ne amin emmanuel ben noti ben oro tok tetigomnem bionem besmonem biamaisha ne amin bechoisis os pe Christos pesotiren athos tok tetigomnem bionem besmonem biamaisha shine amin.
Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nem bio nem bizmon nem bia mai shine amin emmanuel ben noti ben oro سوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبي زمو نمبي شانيا من باشوي سي ايسوس فخرس باسو تيرن على سوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبي زمو نمبي عما
Shani Nami Nami Nambi o nambiz mo nambi amaisha neamin.
Ya lai son sok tati gom nambi o nambiz mo nambi amaisha neamin. Emmanuel bin Nuti bin Oro sok tati gom nambi o nambiz mo nambi amaisha neamin. Bashoi si isos Basu tirin ala so sok tati gom nambi o nambi zmo nambi ama shai neyan.
Kirya lay son sok tati gom nambi o nambi zmo nambi ama hi shai Yeah.
أبانا الذي في السماوات
قدس اسمك يأتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي الغد أعطينا اليوم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين علينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد آمين.
سلمى السودة Hey.
Blessed is he whom you choose in health, he shall dwell in your courts. Holy is your temple, wondrous in righteousness, Alleluia. O God, have mercy and compassion upon us, and make us worthy to hear the holy gospel. A reading according to St. Matthew, may his holy blessings be with us, Amen. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch for therefore, if you do not know what hour the Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
In Hebron and Tetereyes.
In Omoseyos.
In Yotnem Evshiri.
Nem Bebnev Ma'esowah.
Sherene Maria,
Tishrom be Esnaso,
Titas me Sinar,
Emebnoti be Logos.
طرح الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الأربعاء من البصرة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين.
تأملوا فيدعو أصفياءه الصانعين إرادته عبيدا حكام وأمناء وعن الذين يحفظون وصاياه المتوقعين أجرا صالحا الساهرين المتيقظين لكي ينالوا المواعيد كما قال في الإنجيل إن ذلك العبد مغبوطا وعن الذي يأتي سيده بغتة فيجده يفعل هكذا أقول لكم إنه يقيمه وكيلا على جميع أمواله فأما ذلك الذي يجده متغافلا فيطرد يوما بيوم فيجيء سيده في ساعة لا يعرفها فيشقه من وسطه ويجعل نصيبه مع المرائين في الظلمة وموضع العذاب فلنتيقظ من غفلتنا وننتظر يوم الرب لنفرح معه في دياره ونفوز بمراحمه ورأفاته المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا
لكي بآلاء من خلصنا فلنمجده ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمة
بخريستوس بن صوتي
أفئي أفشي بمكار
لنا خلني بمكار
انت بصوتي أمور
وار انت أونا
شيسي أم بفرح
جعفرون عيني ما
قطع بفنشت الماي
إيه الخين إيرمياس بيبرو فيتيس إيري بفز موثو وابشو بين مرامين بقو إموس Nine years go emo, and Jeb Shois and Teni go mevnoti, and Tebesrail. Woe unto Trias, a toa benoti, shining if shining teneri tiro amir.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The prophecy of the 6th hour of the eve of Wednesday of Holy Vesta. May his blessings be with us all, amen. Reading from Jeremiah the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all, amen.
Thus says the Lord, in this manner I will destroy the insolence of Judah and that of Jerusalem. Behold, before your eyes and in your days, I will bring to an end from this place the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. It shall come to pass that when you shall announce all these words to this people, and they say to you, why has the Lord pronounced all these evils against us? What is our wrongdoing and what sin did we commit before the Lord our God? Then you shall say to them, because your fathers forsook me, says the Lord. For they went after foreign gods, and they served and worshipped them. They did forsook me, and did not keep my law. But you acted in ways more evil than your fathers. For behold, you each one of you walk after the evil pleasures of your heart and do not obey me. Therefore I will cast you out of this land and into a land neither you nor your fathers know. And there you shall serve other gods who will show you no mercy. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the age of all ages. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven.
Amen.
be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nem bion nem besmonem biamaitai neamin manuin benoti benoro tok tetigom nem bion nem besmonem biamaitai neamin betoisi tos versos besotirenaga tos tok tetigom nem bion nem besmonem biamaitai
Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nem bion nem besmonem biamaitai neamin manuin benoti benoro tok tetigom nem bion nem besmonem biamaitai neamin beshoisi sos berestos besotirenaga tos tok tetigom nem bion Nem bismonem bia mai shaini amin. Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nem bion nem bismonem bia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro tok tetigom nem bion nem bismonem bia mai shaini amin. Peshois Iesus ve Christus pasotiren agathos tok tetigom. Nem pion, nem pesmon, nem pia mahi shayni amin. Kyrie eleison tok tetigom, nem pion, nem pesmon, nem pia mahi shayni amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro tok tetigom, nem pion, nem pesmon, nem pia mahi shayni amin. Beshois Iesus ve Christus. Besutiren agathos tok tetigom nem bion nem bismonem biama shaini amin. Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nem bion nem bismonem biama shaini amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro tok tetigom nem bion nem bismonem biama Shaini amin peshois Iesus ve Christus pasotiren agathos tok tetigom nem pion nem pesmon nem pia mai Shaini amin Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nem pion nem pesmon nem pia mai Shaini amin Emmanuel benoti benoro tok tetigom Nem bion, nem bismon, nem biama, shaini amin, beshois Iesus ve Christus, besutiren agathos tok tetigom, nem bion, nem bismon, nem biama, shaini amin. Kyrie eleison tok tetigom, nem bion, nem bismon, nem biama, shaini amin, Emmanuel benoti benoro. Tok tetigom nem pion nem pesmon nem piama shaini amin peshois Iesus ve Christus pasotiren agathos tok tetigom nem pion nem pesmon nem piama shaini amin Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nem pion nem pesmon nem piama Shaini amin Emmanuel benoti benoro tok tetigom nem bion nem bismon nem bi mai shaini amin beshois Iesus ve Christus besutiren agathos tok tetigom nem bion nem bismon nem bi ama Shaini amin Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nem pion nem pesmon nem piamai Shaini amin Emmanuel benoti benoro tok tetigom nem pion nem pesmon nem piamai Shaini amin peshois Iesus ve Christus pasotiren agathos tok tetigom Nem pion, nem pesmon, nem pia mai, shaini amin. Kyrie eleison, tok tetigom, nem nimbionim bismonim shaini aminim mano il beno di beno بخيرتك بسوتير أغسوتتي قم بيون بسمو نبي أماهي شائنه آمين دائم The power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, thine is the لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين إمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد
آمين. Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen. Yeah.
Oh, hey, 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 hey. Πατάξιον φίνι μες τη σακρόσεω του Αγίου Ευαγγελίου, κύριον και των θεών ημών, νίκτε σου μεν σου φεόρδι, ακόσου μεν του Αγίου Ευαγγελίου.
Ο αναγνώσισε. Evangelion soeb kata matseon a geion
doxasi kireia
علمنا داود النبي بركاته على جميعنا امين يا رب استمع صلاتي وليصعد امامك صراخي في اليوم الذي ادعوك فيه استجب لي سريعا الليلويا اللهم اترأف علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع الانجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الانجيل لمعلمنا ماري متى البشير بركاته على جميعنا امين حينئذ يشبه ملكوت السماوات عشر أزار أخذنا بصريحهن وخرقنا للقاء العريس وكان خمسة منهن جاهلات وخمسة حكيمات أما الجاهلات فأخذنا مصريحهن ولم يأخذن معهن زيتان وأما الحكيمات فأخذنا زيتا في أنيتهن مع مصريحهن فلما أبطأ العريس نعسنا كلهن ونمنا ففي نصف الليل صار صوت هوذا العريس قد أقبل فقمنا أخرجنا للقائه حينئذ قامت أولئك العذار وزينا مصابيحهن قامت الجاهلات للحكيمات أعطينا من زيتكن فإن مصابيحنا تنطفئ فأجابت الحكيمات وقلنا لعل لا يكفينا وإياكن فاذهبنا بالحري إلى الباع وابتعنا لكن فلما ذهبنا ليبتعنا جاء العريس ودخلت معه المستعدات إلى العرس وأغلق الباب وأخيرا جاءت بقية العذار قائلات ربنا ربنا افتح لنا أما هو فأجاب وقال الحق أقول لكن إني لا أعرفكن فاصهروا أنكم لأنكم لا تعرفون اليوم ولا الساعة أشتم بفانجيليون إسؤوات
والمجد لله دائما
من أفران تتريا
من أماسيو
أفيد نم بشيري
من ببن معيث وواب
شرن ماريا
في أشرون بيأثنس
وتسمي سيناء
مبن سيبي لغوز
An exposition of the sixth hour of the eve of Wednesday of Holy Vesca, may its blessings be with us all. Amen.
Behold these virtues and parables that our Lord of Glory Jesus, the source of every grace and good, has told us. He who granted mankind to partake in his kingdom, listen, think, and understand and know his blessed parables, for the sake of the prudent virgins who were mentioned in the Bible and were likened to his kingdom, full of joy and exultation. 10 virgins, 5 foolish and 5 wise, said the Lord. As he tells us, there was no distinction between them as virgins, but they differed in their deeds. Thus he praised and blessed the 5 wise virgins, because they were earnest and prudent. They filled their lanterns with oil and kept the surplus in their containers. As for the foolish virgins, they were lackadaisical and did not prepare their lanterns. When they all woke up at the given time to proceed with their procession ahead of the bridegroom, their lanterns became useless at the wedding time and were unable to accompany the bridegroom. Those who were prepared accompanied him to the wedding, and the soulmate one stayed inside.
Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
The Christus Benzoti
Savi Ashebemka
Inahenefemka
Intesoti Emon
Narenti Ouna
Fenechi Si
Evolchen osi efi e profiti serepe fesmo e thoap shofine manamin evgoemus. Moino ep choice opetek natif no u. Moino en haniuti nat naet shirin emha en moti ep shu u u. Nuka keyatiro chen galgala. Je aimesto uchem pima et emma. Vedvenika keyenten ohvi aui. Dina hi tuevul chimpa ien uhat hud emmen ritu nuar chunti ruhan atsutemne uon tetriaset oapen nuti shainenem shainen tenien etiru amin.
Bismillah wa l'Izna Ruhul Qudus l'Allah l'Wahid amin. Nubuat al-Sa'a al-Tas'a min l'Lilith al-Arba'a min al-Basha al-Muqaddasa barakatuh alayna amin. Min husha al-Nabi barakatuh al-Muqaddasa takun ma'ana amin.
A reading from Hosea the prophet. May his holy blessings be with us, amen. Give to them, O Lord, what will you give to them? A childless womb and dry breasts. All their evils are in Gilgal, for there I hated them. Because of their evil practices, I will cast them out of my house. I will not love them anymore. All their leaders are disobedient. Ephraim underwent trouble. He is dried up at his roots. He shall bear fruit no more. Wherefore, even if they should beget children, I would kill the desired fruit of their womb. God shall reject them because they have not hearkened to him. So they shall be wanderers among the nations. Israel is a luxuriant vine. Her fruit is abundant. According to the multitude of her fruits, she has multiplied her altars. According to the wealth of his land, he has set up pillars. They have divided their hearts. Now shall be utterly destroyed. He shall raise their altars to the ground. Their pillars shall experience distress. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
من ليلة الأربعاء من البصة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين اجعلنا مستقيم نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
يتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك الأرض خبزنا الذي للغد نعطينا اليوم كما نغفر نحن عين المسكين وعينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير في المسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد أمين Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nembion besponem dia maisa nemin manuel benoti benoro tok tetigom nembion besponem dia maisa nemin betoisi tos besotirna gatos tok tetigom nembion besponem dia maisa
Nem be on, nem bezmo, nem be a mai shine, amin.
Yeah,
tetigum nempionem pesmonem pia mai shaine amin manuel penut penoro thok tetigum nempio emesmonem pia mai shaine amin pasu isisos Christos pasu tiranatos thok tetigum nempionem pesmonem pia mai Shaini Amin.
Kiriya lai son tok teti gom nem beo nem bezmo nem bea maisha ne amin manuel benoti benoro tok teti gom nem beo nem bezmo nem bea maisha ne amin bachoi zisos beristos bezo tirinatos tok teti go Nem beo, nem bezmo, nem bea maisha, ne ami.
Yelei son tok tetigom, nem beo, nem bezmo, nem bea maisha, ne ami, nem manuel, penuti, penoro. Tok tetigom, nem beo, nem bezmo, nem bea maisha, ne ami, pashois, Jesus, Christus. Paso tiranatos tok tetigom nempio nemesmo nempia maisha ene ami
Kiriyalei son tok tetigom nempio nemesmo nempia maisha ne amin emmanuel benoti benoro tok tetigom nempio nemesmo nempia maisha Ne amin bachoi si sos beristos Pado tiren ahatos tos tetigo Nem beo nem bezmo nem bea maisha Ne amin
Kiriyalei son tok tetigom Nem pio nem pismo nem pia maisha Ne amin emmanuel penuti penoro Tok tetigom nem pio nem pismo nem pia maisha ene amin pasu isisos Christos pasu tiranatos tok tetigom nem pio nem pismo nem pia maisha ene amin
Kiriyalei son tok tetigom nem pio nem pismo nem pia maisha Ne amin emmanuel benoti benoro tok tetigo Nem beo nem bezmo nem bea maisha Ne amin bachoi sisos beristos Pezo tirinatos tok tetigo Nem beo nem bezmo nem bea maisha Shaini amin
Yelei son tok tetigom Nem pio nem pismo nem pia mai Shaini amin Emmanuel penuti penoro Tok tetigom Nem pio nem pismo nem pia mai Shaini amin Pashois Iisus Fia Christus Pasu tirnatos Tok tetigom Nem pio, nem pismo, nem pia maisha ene amin.
Kiriyalei son tok tetigom, nem pio, nem pismo, nem pia maisha ene amin. Emmanuel Ben oro tok tetigom nem pio nem pismo nem pia maisha ene amin bachoi Iisus pecherestos Peso tiren arasos Tok tetigom Nem bio Nem bismo Nem bia mai
Shai
majesty forever. Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, thine is the power and the
اسمك رب ليأتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين علينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد آمين. Oh.
Yes, Nesu.
Yes, Asmi Sinai.
Yes, Nesu.
سيبيلوس
طرح الساعة 9 من ليلة الأربعاء من البصرة المقدسة بركته علينا أمين.
Christ paints a sad picture of the conduct in the compartment of the Pharisees. He admonishes them in an unmistakable way for carrying on the same questionable traditions of their predecessors and even surpass them. Their predecessors slew the prophets and saints. Their successors built the tombs of these prophets. They were the snakes born of serpents. They will not escape their deed. They will be charged with the blood of these saints, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, whom they slew between the sanctuary and the altar. All these preceding tribulation will fall on this generation because they all had conspired to kill the Son of God. That is why God scattered them all over the earth. Their enemies dominated them. Their heritage was given to others and their dwellings became desolate. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering, that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him.
Christus ben suati
asia shepem ka
rinach nevem ka
chef suati emu
marinti ona
enechisi empefera
graferona inime
atopefnishti na
Evolchen ti Sophia en te Solomon bi profiti sere be fes mois o eb sho bin iman amin ev goemos. Ti Sophia gares ki me chon en ne tikim ti ro. Au en te trias so abenon ti. Shainenim shainen tebieneti ruamin.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The prophecies of the 11th hour of the eve of Holy Great Wednesday, may its blessings be with us all, amen. A reading from the wisdom of Solomon, may its blessings be with us all, amen.
For wisdom moves from one place to another more easily than motion itself, and because of her purity she penetrates all things. So she is the exhalation of the power of God and emanation of the pure glory of the Almighty. Therefore nothing defiled enters her, for she is the radiance of eternal light, a spotless mirror of the power of God and the image of His goodness. Though she is one, she can do all things. So while remaining in herself, she renews all things. And in every generation she passes into holy souls and makes them friends of God and prophets. Thus God loves nothing as much as the one who lives with wisdom. For wisdom is more beautiful than the sun and more than every constellation of stars. Compared with light, she is found to be superior. For the light is followed by night, but evil cannot overcome wisdom. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
That it's all the 11th hour of the eve of Great Wednesday of Holy Blessed May His blessings be with us all, amen. O make us worthy to be thankful for our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever, amen.
Kriya laison tok datingon nambion nambison nambia mai chai nemin manuil benot tok datingon nambion nambison nambia mai chai nemin bachoi si sos versos pasotir na vatos tok datingon nambion nambison nambia mai chai
Kyrie eleison sok tetigom nimbion imbismon imbia maishai niemin Emmanuel benoti benoro sok tetigom nimbion imbismon imbia maishai niemin beshois Iisus Christos besutir nagasos sok tetigom nimbion Nimbismon imbia maishai niemin
Eleison sok tetigom nimbion Nimbismon imbia maishai niemin Emmanuel benoti benoro sok tetigom nimbion Nimbismon imbia maishai niemin Beshois Iisus Christos besutir nagasos sok tetigom
Thine لك الأخوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى آمين أيمانه إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة يا ربي يسوع لك القوة
Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, with thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, shall pass away. Alleluia. We beseech our Lord and God that we may be worthy to hear the Holy Gospel. In wisdom let us attend to the Holy Gospel. A reading according to St. John. May His holy blessings be with us all. Amen. And the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went from the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then they saw Jesus and spoke among themselves as they stood in the temple. What do you think, that he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a command that if anyone knew where he was, he should report it, that they may seize him. Bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
The Pharisees and the elders had asked the people to lead them to his location. If it were known in order to arrest them, oh what foolishness and stupidity of these evil people, who want to obey the Omnipotent, the source of all power. Because of their opposition, he will chain them, assign them to hell as the place of suffering. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering, that through his passion he may save us.
Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
De Christus de
deal with the Lord Jesus Christ teaching in the temple, where he spent most of the day teaching there. And he taught about many different things, and there was often a dialogue between him and the Jews. There are many questions that they questioned him with, and the purpose of their question was to get him to fall into a mistake so they can accuse him, to have him crucified. And if we look at the events of today, and even if we contemplate on the events of the week, you'll find that the Lord, in His compassion and His love, He bore the burdens of the week. He bore the burdens of the week. So I'd like to speak a little bit this evening about how the Lord was bearing with the weaknesses of others. So we can look at our life and see at the weaknesses of those who are around us, and, you know, maybe be encouraged to bear with the weaknesses of others just as the Lord bore with our weaknesses. The first we see how the Lord bore with the crowd of Jerusalem. On Hosanna Sunday, we saw Him coming into Jerusalem, being hailed like as the King and the Messiah, and it was met with many cheers, knowing that later in the week that these cheers would be turned into jeers, which are like mocking Him. But He still bore with them and He allowed them to cheer for Him, knowing that some of the people will turn their back on Him and will chant with, and Good Friday, crucify Him, crucify Him. And even though the Lord, in His foreknowledge, He knew this, He still permitted them to cheer and to exalt Him. Sometimes, my beloved, when we obey the commandment of God, we will struggle and we will face people who make fun of us and mock us because we're trying to obey the commandments of God. And we see the Lord did the same in fulfilling the will of the Father. He was met with people who jeered at Him and mocked Him. The crowds we hear, it says on Good Friday at the cross, it says, those who passed by blasphemed Him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who destroyed the temple and built it for 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." So they're saying, "Oh, aren't you the one who said you can destroy the temple and build it in 3 days? Now look at you. Come down from the cross." So he bore with this. He didn't even reply to them. This reminds me of when they were trying to build the Israelites after the Babylonian captivity, when they were coming back under Nehemiah. They were trying to rebuild the walls. And as they were rebuilding the walls, the commanders that are around Jerusalem at the time, they came to the Jews and they told them, what are these feeble Jews doing? I mean, what are these weak Jews think they're going to do? Are they going to build the wall? And they continued and said, whatever they build, if a fox goes up on it, he will break down their stone wall. So they say عليهم. And it means they can't put two stones on another. If a fox jumps on the wall is going to fall. What's the purpose of this? To get them to be discouraged. The journey. They want you to be discouraged, so they start making fun of you. Your brothers and sisters, maybe those who are making fun of you for the belief that you have, or for fasting, or attending bus, or whatever it is. Again, what's the purpose? The enemy's purpose is to dissuade us, to keep us from doing these things. The Pharisees, the Lord bore with the Pharisees much. They refused to believe in the Lord despite the overwhelming evidence, despite His teaching, despite the resurrection of Lazarus, despite the miracles that He performed in front of them, despite knowing even their thoughts. When the Lord came into the Simon the Pharisee's house, the Lord responded to His thought, and still they were still hardening their heart. But the Lord was patient. He bore with their weakness of faith. Today on Holy Tuesday, we see the Lord rebuking them and saying, woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites. Again, this wasn't something simply because He was angry with them, but this was His last time that He would see them. So He left for the last time, the last meeting, this rebuke that He left them. Everything else was He was being patient with them. Even in the woes, it was a warning to get them to repent. So He still bore with their weakness of faith. And we see this beautifully when the Gospels record for us how the Lord wept over Jerusalem. And He says, oh Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under wings, but you were not willing. He wanted to be as a father to them or a mother to them and gather them under His wings, but they refused. But yet He still bore with their weakness. And on Friday, we find the chief priests also mocking Him, saying, He saves others, Himself He cannot save. If He is the King of Israel, let Him come now down from the cross and we will believe in Him. Again, He bore this, and rather than responding to their accusation, what did He tell them? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He bore their weakness. The chief priests and the Sanhedrin, Matthew records for us their false accusation. He says the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false testimony against Jesus to put Him to death, but found none. And even though many false prophets came forward, they found none. But at least two witnesses came forward and said, this fellow said, I'm able to destroy the temple and to build it in 3 days. The Lord didn't say, I will destroy the temple and build it in 3 days. He said, destroy the temple and I will build it. He didn't say, I will. And He was speaking about His body. But they falsely accused Him. And what was His response? Silence. He didn't answer. He bore with their weakness. He bore with their weakness. When He met with Pilate, Pilate was asking Him, and he asked him, oh, why aren't you speaking with me? And the Lord responded to him after He said, why are you not speaking with me? And Pilate said, do you not know that I have power to crucify you and power to release you? Pilate didn't know who he was speaking with. So the Lord responded and said, you could have no power at all against me unless it has been given to you from above. So he bore with the ignorance of Pilate. He didn't know who he was speaking to. But he still bore this ignorance, and he bore it patiently, and he bore the weaknesses of us all. The disciples, he bore with the disciples. Those who were closest with Him, who spent 3.5 years living with Him and sleeping with Him and eating with Him, and He bore with their weakness. When time of His most need, in the Garden of Gethsemane, He tells them, come and let's pray. And He begins to pray, and He turns around, and where are the disciples? Sleeping. He said, you can't stay awake with me just a little bit longer. while we pray, and this happened not once, twice, three times. They couldn't stay awake in this time of need. And when the soldiers came and they wanted to take him, what happened? They struck the shepherd and the sheep what? They fled. They left him. Right? They left him. These are the ones who he was with 3.5 years. But they all fled. And he bore their weakness in the face of hardship. So we see that the Lord bore with the cheers and the jeers of the and the mockery of the people. He bore the stubbornness of the Pharisees. He bore the betrayal of Judas. The betrayal of Judas. Again, one of the disciples he was closest with. And he gave him opportunity after opportunity to repent. And this is what he desired. If you think about, on Good Friday, what was on the Lord's mind the most was probably Judas. Because he's the only one that he couldn't save. But he bore even with the weakness and betrayal of Judas. Sometimes, again, even in our spiritual life and in our life, we might feel we're betrayed. And oftentimes the betrayal happens to those who are closest. A best friend, a family member, a spouse. We might feel betrayed. And if I recall your memory to the man who was born blind, after they were accusing him, the Pharisees, well, how is this that you were made well? They called his parents. And what did the parents do? They said, all we know, this is our son and he was born blind. How he was made well, we don't know. Ask him, he's of age. Do you think he felt abandoned by his parents? Certainly. Sometimes when we follow the Lord, we'll feel abandoned. We'll feel like we're the only ones in our workplace, in our school, in our community, even among the believers, even among our brothers and sisters in the church. We might go out to eat, and I feel like I'm the only one who's fasting, and even my friends here are not fasting who are from the church. And I feel like I'm alone. I'm abandoned. But the Lord bore the weaknesses of them all. He was falsely accused, and he bore it. So how is it that we can bear with the weaknesses of others? Number one, acknowledge my own weakness. It's easy to bear the weakness of others if I know that I myself am also weak. St. Paul says in Hebrews a beautiful verse about the Lord. He says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Why does he say this? So he can tell us what, that the Lord that we follow experienced every human emotion, experience, and hardship that we did. So when we pray to him in the midst of our hardship, we know that he knows how we feel, right? And he's able to understand this because he went through it. So when I look at my brother and I want to judge him or judge her or condemn her or condemn him, I need to remember my own weakness. And through knowing my own weakness, I can have compassion on my brother by acknowledging my own weakness. Number two is empathize. Empathy means basically putting yourself in their shoes. Seeing the situation from their perspective, and not my own perspective. Sometimes this is more difficult to do, but we need to remove ourselves from where I want the people to see things, and put myself on the receiving end of what I'm saying, or see things from their perspective. When I'm not at home because I'm doing something else, the stress that it puts on my wife and my children, what does that look like? Put myself there and think about all the things that need to be done in the house and I'm not there. Right? So put myself in their shoe. Number two. Number three is excuse them. Excuse them. Make up excuses for them. Baruch Shinuz used to always say, we just make up excuses to give them, so we don't judge them. And we can be very creative in the excuses we make for others. Whatever excuse you want to make up to get you to be patient with them and to bear their weakness. Even if it seems a bit far-fetched, but it's something that's even remotely plausible, go with it. Go with it. Because then you'll be compassionate and you'll be able to bear with the weakness of others. So give them excuses. Number four is show compassion. Empathy is more of putting yourself in their shoes, and compassion is the act that comes after the empathy. So it's the taking action to help. So when the Lord Jesus, when he saw the widow at Nain who lost her only son, and they have the procession, the funeral procession in front of him, and he saw this woman who had no one to help her, no husband, and now no son. The scripture says what? So the Lord saw her, had compassion on her. What was the result of the compassion? What happened? He says, and he said to her, "Do not weep." And he touched the coffin and the boy rose. So the compassion is what drives us to action, right? So show empathy, put yourself in their shoes, and then show compassion. Do the action. And this can help us to bear with the weakness of others. Of course, number five is forgiveness. Forgiveness. And we saw this again in the Lord on the cross when he says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He met all of their, you know, mockery and everything, and their weakness, he met it with forgiveness. And this sometimes is the hardest thing to do. But we need to really put things in perspective, because the Lord told us, as much as we forgive, we will what? We will be forgiven. So if I can't show compassion and to the weakness of my brother and forgive them, then I'm telling God to show that same kind of harshness with me. Because I can't forgive them, so Lord, don't forgive me also. And we say this every day in the Lord's Prayer, whether we realize it or not. Forgive us our trespasses as what we forgive others. Right? So we can condemn ourselves. We condemn ourselves. And number six and lastly is patience. The Lord patiently taught the Pharisees, the disciples, and Pilate. And despite their, you know, rejecting of him or not understanding him, he understood that change takes time. Change takes time. Sometimes when we get in an argument with someone, we expect the change to be 100% after the first time. And if there's incremental, you know, change, we begin to mock the change because it wasn't good enough. I expect you to be here by now, and you're only here. But it's a few steps forward. Bearing with one another's weakness is, I'm bearing with the slow progress. This is okay. What if God didn't bear with our weakness and expected us to excel in the spiritual ladder very quickly? We would all fail, myself being the first. But thank God He is compassionate. He bears with our weakness. Even when we grow incrementally, He still bears with our weakness. The Lord is bearing with all of our weakness. He is patient with us. And let's consider just for a moment, and I'll close with this thought. Let's consider for a moment that perhaps I am a burden to another. The whole time I was talking how we can bear the burdens of the weak, those who are around us. But what if I am the burden to those who are around me? Let us forgive and seek peace and pursue it. Persisting in being a burden to others will only further the Lord's grief and hardship. Why? The Lord said, "Come to me, all you are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Right? So if I'm a burden to another, that person is praying and saying, "Lord, help me bear this person, which is me, because, you know, he's hard or she's hard to bear." So in my being a burden to another, I'm actually adding to the burden of Christ. But when I can forgive and reconcile easily and quickly, then I relieve Christ of the burden that he bears. Because no longer will that prayer be about me, who I am heavy, I'm the heavy burden, because I am able to forgive. May God grant us to bear the burdens of the weak people who are around us, and also ourselves not to be a burden to others. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We ask and entreat you, O Lord God, the Father, the Pontifical Creator, the Holy Begotten Son, who created and ordered all things, and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, and the Holy Trinity, before whom every knee bows in heaven and on earth. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For the heavenly peace and unity of all churches in the world, monasteries, and for those dwelling in and caring for all holy places, O God of compassion on your creation, and deliver it from all evil, we ask you, O Lord,
to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who by your power planned the life of man before his creation and created all that exists by your wisdom and adorned the heavens with stars and the earth with plants, trees, and vineyards and the valleys with meadows and flowers, O our King, accept now the supplications of your servants who place themselves in your hands and say, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O great and holy God who created man in his image and likeness and gave him a living and reasoning soul, have mercy, O Lord, on your creation, which you have made, show us compassion and send down upon us your mercy from the height of your holiness and your prepared dwelling. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who saved your servant Noah the righteous and delivered him from the flood with his sons and their wives and also the clean and unclean animals, for the sake of the earth's renewal, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Maker and Provider of all, deliver your people from the flood of the sea of this passing world, and protect them and all animals from harm, and provide for the needs of the birds, for you give to all birds, animals, and ravens their sustenance. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who received as a guest by your servant Abraham, the patriarch, and ate at his table and blessed his seed, O our King, accept now the supplications of your servants and priests who place themselves in your hands. Have compassion on the world and save your people from every hardship. Abide in them and accompany them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask you, O Lord, to guard us from all evil, to have compassion on your creation and all your people, for the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. O sustainer of all flesh, the help of the helpless and the hope of the hopeless, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who look to the humble with the watchful eyes of protection, who saved Joseph from his master's wife, set him as a ruler over Egypt, and spared him in the days of hardship, so that his brothers and father Jacob came and knelt before him and took from him wheat for the sustenance of their children and animals. We also bow our heads and kneel before you, O our Creator and Provider, and we thank you for everything concerning everything and in everything. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, Logos of the Father, who works in the Law, the Prophets, and the Old Testament, and fulfills them, save your people from every hardship, manage your lives according to your good will, and spare them from famines and calamities. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who supported the people of Israel 40 years in the desert of Sinai, though they had no houses or storehouses, O my Lord, keep now your people and bless their houses and storehouses with your heavenly blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who accepted the prayer of Elijah the Tishbite when the sky rained and the earth produced vegetation, and blessed the bearer of wheat and the vessel of oil, in the widow's house accept the prayers of your people through the intercessions of your holy saints and prophets. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O
God, have compassion on the world with kind and merciful eyes. Bless their crops and storehouses and the little they may have. Raise the waters of the rivers according to their measure. Grant moderation to the winds. Bless the Nile of Egypt this year and every year. Give joy to the face of the earth and to us men. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who accepted the repentance of the Ninevites when they fasted together and received the confession of the right-hand thief upon the cross, make us also worthy of pleasing you and receiving your compassion, crying out and saying, remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. And receive from your servants their repentance, their confessions, their fasting, and their offerings, which are offered upon your holy altar as acceptable incense, and have mercy on them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you, the mighty provider, chastiser, healer, and physician of our souls and bodies, who tested his servant Job and healed him from his calamities and recompensed him for his losses with more than what he had. Have mercy on your people and save them from all calamities, tribulations, trials, and hardships. O upholder of those who trust in you, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, Logos of the Father, who sanctified his pure disciples, washed their feet and made them leaders of the believers and a light for the faith, who by them satisfied hungry souls and taught them to pray, saying, our Father who art in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O worker of wonders and miracles, who fed the thousand with five loaves, raised the dead, bless the wedding in Cana of Galilee. O Lord, bless now the bread, oil cleansed, beehive trade products, and all the works of your servants. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, save your people and surround them on every side by the sign of your life-giving cross. Raise the state of Christians in all the world and fill the hearts of their rulers with kindness towards them. Soften their hearts towards our poor and needy brethren and keep every evil thing far from them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who entrusted us with your holy covenant, your body and blood present with us every day upon the altar, through the descending of your Holy Spirit on the bread and wine, and commanded us, saying, this do in remembrance of me. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, have mercy on your people and the successor of your apostles. Bless the fruit of the earth and give gladness to the heart of men. Through the abundance of fruits and blessings, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O begotten of the Father, who was incarnate of the Blessed Virgin, St. Mary, in the fullness of time, who said to his saint disciples, go and make disciples of all the nations and baptize them, teaching them all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Be also with your people who cry out to you, saying, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O forgiver of sins and giver of all things, forgive the sins of your people, purify them from every blemish, and cleanse them from every deceit, and keep them from bearing false witness and from all envy,
and slander and uproot from their hearts every evil thought, murmuring doubts and the hardness of heart arising from pride. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the rampart of our salvation, O Mother of God, the invincible fortress, being Tanah, the counsel of the adversaries. Turn the mourning of your servants into joy. Defend our cities, fight for the Orthodox kings and leaders, and intercede for the peace of the world and the churches. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of mercy and compassion, Lord of all comfort, do not be angry with us, nor rebuke us for our wicked deeds, nor for our many sins. Do not be wrathful with us, nor let your wrath endure forever. Hear us, O God of Jacob, and look on us, O God, our helper. Spare the world from death, scarcity, plagues, devastation, the sword of enemies, earthquakes, war, and all fearsome events. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sake of our protection under your high and mighty hand, O God, we ask you to keep for us the life of our honored father and patriarch, Pope Abbot Tewodros II, and his pardon apostolic liturgy, our father, the Metropolitan Abba Yusuf, and kind of confirm them on their thrones for many years in quiet and peaceful times. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ our God, we ask of your graciousness and your great mercy to keep for us the life of our fathers, the metropolitans, bishops, and all the leaders of the flock. Confirm the sheep of your flock. Grant protection to the priests, purity to the deacons, strength to the elders, understanding to the young, chastity to the virgins, asceticism to the monks, purity to the married, and protection for women. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Again we ask for the safe return of travelers, support for widows and orphans, abundance for the poor and those who are in debt. Pay their debts and forgive them. And those who are in prisons and distress, give them release, heal the sick and repose the departed. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of our holy fathers, do not forsake those whom you have created with your holy hands. You who manifested your love for mankind, O merciful one, accept from your mother an intercession on our behalf, and save, O Savior, a humble people. Do not leave us to the end, nor forsake us forever. For the sake of your holy name, do not break your covenant, nor take away from us your mercy. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Jacob, your saints, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Evnoti nainante shonayeronari onainimen chensek metko.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Eborun tetirini moinan entekirini semninan entekirini kanen novi nane vol.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Ρωθερός ενέσκεμ σαϊνε.
Κύριε λέιστον, Κύριε λέιστον, Κύριε λέιστον.
Κύριε λέιστον, Κύριε λέιστον, Κύριε λέιστον.
Εμμανουήλ μπεν νότι χαντεν μίτι τίνοχεν βοώ εν τεβε φιώτ.
Κύριε λέιστον, Κύριε λέιστον, Κύριε λέιστον.
Κύριε λέιστον, Κύριε λέιστον, Κύριε λέιστον.
Εν τεφες νοερον τερεν, εν τεφτόβο εννεν χείτ, εν τεφτάρε σόνι σόν, εν τενεν εφτυγεν εμνεν σώμα.
Κύριε λέιστον, Κύριε λέιστον, Κύριε λέιστον.
Κύριε λέιστον, Κύριε λέιστον, Κύριε λέιστον.
Ενώσεμ μοκοβε Χριστός, νεμπεκιώτεν αγαθός, νεμπεπ νευματοεπ, σε αγάσκα εξωτιέμ, μόνα μην αλληλούια, σαβατρί και ιωκέ, Άγιον Πνεύματι και νυμφιαί και στωσιόν στον αιώνον αμήν τεν ώσε βόλυγκο εμμος αιώπεν τοις Ιησούς βε Χριστός διέ σαβάς βε βεσταυρός εκεί χωμ χέμεμ ψατανάς σαβεσίτεν εν σκάλαβ στωσιέμ μόνο αγναϊνάν. Κύριε λέιστον, Κύριε λέιστον, Κύριε
May Jesus Christ, our true God, who through his own good will accepted sufferings and was crucified on the cross for our sakes, bless us with all spiritual blessings, and support us and complete for us the holy vessel, and bring forth upon us the joy of his holy resurrection, for many years and peaceful times, through the never-ending intercession of the holy Theotokos St. Mary, and of all the choirs of the angels and archangels, and through the prayers of the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, righteous, holy ones, cross-bearers, ascetics, confessors, and anchorites, and through the blessing of this holy vessel of our good Savior, may their holy blessings, their benediction, their power, their gift, their love, and their help be with us all forever. Amen. Bechristos benoti.
Amen. Asatobi.
Ebor on tikirini one on and tikirini simni non and tikirini kananubi non evo jethukta tigum nebion and beesmon and beamahishani. Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord,